Oh my gosh. All right, I'm doing this. We're doing this. Well, let me give you an idea of what I'm talking about, and then you can decide if I'm doing this by myself or if you're going to stay in the car with me. Hey, by the way, my name's Shalene. Thank you so much for joining me today on The Shalene Show. This is a Car Smart Friday. On Fridays, I typically will record an episode from my car, and it just always seems to work out that interesting things happen on Fridays. Actually, on Thursdays, because you're listening to it on Friday, and it's a Thursday. And today, we're going to talk about coffee enemas. Are you still there? Hello. All right. Here we go. I mean, if it's before lunch, you might want to think about whether you want to listen to this now or later. Either way, put your seatbelt on. We are going for a ride.
Welcome to The Shalene Show. Shalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
First of all, let me just get it out there and say this. The thought of anything coming near the back end of my body is an absolute no. Like, there was a time when I had a full-blown appendicitis attack, and I was in the hospital and, like, praying to Jesus that he would take me because I was in so much pain. And the doctor wanted to do a, I can't even say the word, an exam from back there. And I was like, no, no, absolutely not. I don't care what it is I die from. That's not happening. Now, that was in my early 20s. And you know what? With age, I guess I've lost that modesty in some regards. And I don't find the body as taboo. It's like, it's just an interesting machine. Like, all the parts of it are interesting. It's just not that big of a deal. Don't overthink it. Nonetheless, when thinking about doing a colonic or an enema, I've always been of the mindset, absolutely not, under no circumstances, never, ever, never, never. So here I am today, driving to go get my first colonic and coffee enema. All the while, I'm literally in my car going, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Oh my God, cancel, Shalene. Shalene, you need to cancel. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? This is going to be horrible. And I'm just trying to calm myself down. Now, why am I doing it? First, let me explain that. Why did I do it? And then I'll give you some details, because as I heard from my girlfriends, a lot of people are curious. I certainly was. I didn't know what went into it. That sounds weird, but I think it's important to know. Well, I have been having these, like, really strange, weird symptoms health-wise, and I think I've narrowed it down to figure out, like, what's been going on and why. It's a combination of stress, major stress in my way that I planned out the year, not anticipating how much work was going to go into the writing of the 1-through-1 book, because I felt like I did all the work creating the program. Like, writing the book is going to be like, whew, I'll have that done in a weekend, y'all. Well, you know, it took like 9 months and then some. Then going directly from that into really improving and making some pretty cool changes to the 1-through-1 online program. This is all within the period of like 3 months, right? So a 90-day period. That plus revamping the Marketing Impact Academy, plus launching the book and the promotion and the, you know, press that goes around that, plus at the same time launching the Marketing Impact Academy and bringing in all of those new students, and on, right? So we did a lot of planning for the year, but it just doesn't always go as you plan. And so it was like, all right, suck it up, buttercup. And it was pretty stressful. That's number one. Stress will kill you. Stress will disrupt your hormones. Stress, even if you think you are not a very stressed out kind of person, your body is doing something with that. And it obviously wasn't great for me over the last 90 days. The number two is, because of all of those things I was having to do, I completely lowered on my list of priorities anything related to health. So I stopped doing hyperbaric oxygen chamber. I stopped doing meditation. I did maybe Pio once or twice over the course of the last 90 days. I didn't get as much sleep as I needed to. I stopped taking many of my supplements, my brain supplements. I stopped doing glutathione. I stopped taking, like, I stopped prioritizing the extra things. Now, nutrition was still good. However, let me be honest and tell you, I probably stayed in the ignite phase of eating, not a deep ignite, but like kind of eating in a way, I hate that we call it keto, because I just had a great conversation with this about this with a bunch of health professionals where we kind of agreed it's a bummer that the term keto is what some people use to describe a diet that's actually just a healthy diet with the appropriate amount of carbohydrates and the appropriate amount of health of fats and proteins. So, you know, it's a shame that people call that keto, right? Because I was just eating a healthy diet, meaning the appropriate amount of carbohydrates, the appropriate amount of fats for me. And then when I started having these symptoms and really getting stressed, I thought, you know what I should do? I should go deep into ketosis. And so I really went much more ketogenic as opposed to just like, you know, lower carbs. I went pretty ketogenic for probably 60 days, ignoring, making the mistake of not thinking about the fact that I'm no different from anyone else. And when you are in a heightened state of cortisol production and stress, that's not always ideal, especially for women who are over 40. You know, you do need a certain amount of carbohydrates. And by me trying to eliminate them and not taking that into consideration, I probably put myself at a even greater risk of thyroid depletion. So then I could tell like something was off. I couldn't wake up in the morning. This is just in the last, like, you probably heard me mention it, hint about it. And I'm going to do a whole show about hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's, and I don't know if I have Hashimoto's. I just got tested this week. I'll get results back tomorrow. But I do know that hypothyroidism runs in my family, grandma, mom, etc. And I do know that I had my thyroid tested like 6 months ago, and then I just had it tested again 2 weeks ago, and it's like someone flipped a switch. It is crazy. Like, my thyroid went from performing beautifully to nil, and I knew something was off. But I kept going, well, maybe I just need to get more sleep, or maybe I'm just stressed. You know what I mean? I kept trying to figure that I was overcompensating in some way. Anyways, thyroid's destroyed now, and I'm going to figure that out. So I'm definitely in a hypothyroid state right now, and I can feel it. So I've got all the symptoms that go along with that. And as I know, so much of this has to do with gut health. So you might think to yourself, well, this would be a good time to do a fast. Absolutely not. So even though I'm someone who fasts regularly, because of my compromised thyroid state, doing a fast and even some intermittent fasting can increase my cortisol levels. And that's not good. That's going to make matters worse. So to do a fast for me right now, even though I feel like there's something going on gut health wise, obviously, it's probably related to the stress. Normally, a fast would be an ideal situation for me, but it's not considering my current state. So what can I do to improve my gut health? And so does my doctor think that there's some parasites that we're dealing with. I'm going to do a biome test to know that with certainty. But what I could do is kind of the equivalent of a fast, and that is to do a colonic, where basically you are removing bacteria, some parasites, mucus. I know that sounds gross, but you know, just kind of getting a fresh start. Now, it is not the same, let me be clear, it is not the same as fasting ketosis or nutritional ketosis to do a cleanse or to do a colonic. I'm not suggesting that, but it's a nice alternative for someone who's not able to fast and they think there's something going on with their gut and you don't want to do, say, a juice cleanse. I didn't want to boost my, worst thing I could do right now is boost my insulin level. By the way, my insulin levels are perfection right now. Like, my doctor's like, holy cow, your insulin level's so low, and all my other markers were great. It's just thyroid way off. So that's good news. He's like, wow, it's just really clear you've got an amazing diet. I said, oh, thanks. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I don't know if you know that, but I wrote the book, The 131 Method. Anyways, so I decide I'm thinking about doing a colonic. Then I meet at this event that I went to last weekend. I get seated next to Hal Elrod. He's got a great podcast. He's the author of The Miracle Morning. And he's such a cool dude. And I start talking to him for 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, I love this guy. I mean, I knew his name, but I'd never met him. And I'd listened to his podcast even, but a couple years ago, maybe it was last year. So I had never met him. And he started sharing with me, I knew he'd had cancer because people had reached out to me during that time. He's just really loved by his community. And I mean, people actually reached out to me as kind of a prayer chain and said, can you put him in your prayers? So I knew he had cancer at some point. So we're sitting next to each other and I'm like, tell me your cancer story. So he goes through the whole journey, and he had a very rare form of cancer. You have to forgive me, I don't remember what type, but a very rare form of cancer that led to a prognosis, and man, I hate doctors who give prognosis, that virtually left him with very little hope for chance of survival. Or I should say, it would leave the average person with little hope, but not hell. He was like, bring it, like, let's go. I've got a plan. I'm going to beat this. And he, because it was such an aggressive, fast-moving cancer, he didn't have the option of just doing a natural-based plan to heal himself, but his doctor was incredibly supportive of him combining a naturopathic approach and what they were doing for him at MD Anderson. And I said, what do you think made the biggest difference for you? And he said, my nutrition and coffee enemas. I'm like, coffee enemas? And then you could just see, like, his face just lit up. He's like, absolutely, game changer. And he started selling me on the benefits of it. Of course, I left and went into research mode, and I'm like, okay, I'm down. I'm gonna give this a try. I like a liver detox. I like looking at all of the benefits of this idea. I don't see risks associated. Granted, there's not a lot of clinical research as it relates to the benefits. It's certainly not something that's condoned or readily accepted by mainstream medical practice. But as I always say, you know, just because there isn't research for something doesn't mean it doesn't work. Like the whole, I've talked about this before, drinking warm water versus cold water. I've searched high and low for any research on the benefits, the digestive benefits of drinking warm or lukewarm water versus cold water and how it affects digestion, and I can't find anything. Does that mean it doesn't work? Nope, doesn't mean that. And there's enough people anecdotally who tend to believe it. So is there any harm in drinking warm water? No. So that's kind of how I looked at a colonic. All right, so I did one today. Okay, do you want me to describe? Okay, so now if you're squeamish or like really grossed out, I'm going to try to be like super clever about this, but I'm going to describe what it was like. So first of all, I went on Yelp and I read like a ton of different reviews until I could find a place where there were like, I don't know, 100 five-star reviews, and everyone said the same thing. I was nervous going in. I was so uncomfortable. I was so self-conscious. This woman is so sweet and so kind and made it so comfortable, and it was really not a big deal, and I've gone back a million times. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, cool. This is where I want to go. The last thing I wanted was some, like, you know, I don't know, teeny bop, or like good-looking guy. I don't know. Like, I love the fact that people described her as a woman in her 60s who like was really passionate about helping people with this, and she was a breast cancer survivor, and that's how she discovered it. So I was like, okay, this is the right place. So I go in, and they suggest that you drink carrot or celery juice the night before and the morning of. Well, I forgot. And actually, I didn't have either of those things on hand. So I ate my normal meal of veggies and greens mainly and some avocado the night before. And in the morning, I decided, well, I'll just do intermittent fasting until my appointment. So I fasted until my appointment. And walk in. You ready? I'm just going to describe this for you so you're not nervous. And she was really good at explaining to me everything I could expect. I first put on a medical gown or whatever you call it. Scrubs, whatever. Yeah, a gown that had an opening in the back. And I laid on a table that had an incline, like a nice medical bed, comfortable. And it had like sheets and then like plastic layers down. The room was really you know, serene and had nice music playing, and she made it very comfortable for me, and she explained everything that would happen. Oh God, here we go. I'm so sorry. All right, here we go. But listen, you need to know these things. So then I lay on my side, and I'm happy to know that. Like, it's like the whole thing that had me so stressed out, I lay on my side, and the reason why I was afraid to go and do this is because I really pictured myself like up on a table with my legs up in stirrups and like a big hose going into my back end. Do you know what I mean? It's not like that. So you lay on your side. She kind of like very discreetly lifts one side of the gown and then, you know, takes a tube, relatively small tube, diameter, I would say it's probably an inch. Now, I know that sounds big, but hello, you know, you have things that are passing out of there every day, hopefully, that are that diameter anyways. So she makes sure it's nice and coated with coconut oil, and boop, there you go. Now, you literally, it went in so fast that it wasn't awkward. It wasn't uncomfortable. I mean, yeah, it was uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie. At first, I was like, okay, this is uncomfortable. That's not an area where things are normally going in. This is, it kind of hurts. And she's like, okay, is it really, does it hurt? Like, are you in pain or is it just kind of an awkward feeling? And I'm like, okay, it's just awkward. And she's like, all right, let's start the water. And then I was fine. She's like, now just relax. And it was no big deal. Now, the first thing that she did was, and Brett was asking me questions so I can answer some that you might have. Brett's like, can you feel water squirting in there? I'm like, no, it's not like that. It's not like you can feel a hose or anything, because they insert the tube, I don't know, maybe a couple of inches in, I'm guessing. I don't know, because I couldn't see back there and I didn't want to ask. But then they slowly leak water in. But you can't feel anything at all. You don't feel anything except for the sensation that your colon or your bowels are kind of slowly filling up. So you know that feeling you get where you're like, huh, I bet in the next hour I'm going to have to use the restroom. Like that kind of feeling, that's what it was like. Just very slow, very gradual. And then, you know, she kind of dims the lights and has you relax. I flipped back over onto my back. My hips were lifted up by a pillow and everything, you know, is leaving my body in a tube. I'm so sorry. And Brett was like, did it smell? I'm like, you know what? Do people really think that? No. So the tube isn't going like into a bucket. It's going into the sewer system. Just like it's a tube that literally is connected to their sewer system. So there's no cleanup. There's no mess. There's no awkwardness. However, there is this machine that's mounted on the wall. So you can, if you want to look, you can see what's exiting your body. Which I was thinking about, you know, I bet they do that. Because it's kind of fascinating, and you're also like, wow, I thought it was empty. Whoa, guess I'm not empty. You know what I mean? So that was pretty interesting. Okay, now let me fast forward. This takes a while. At least, I mean, I don't know. This is my first one I've ever done, but it took, I'm laying there for like 25 minutes. Actually, I'm laying there for about 10 minutes, and then suddenly I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of pressure. Okay, it's kind of hurting. This really hurts. You have the sensation like you want to jump up off the table and go to the bathroom. You know what I mean? Like you're going to have an accident. But you see, that's the whole point. You feel like things are going to come out, but things are coming out. Does that make sense? So she coached me through that. She said, just relax. Don't push. Don't tense up like you're trying to stop anything. Just let your body relax and do its thing. And that was good coaching. So I'm like, okay. So I'm doing that, but it did feel very crampy. And I said, I'm feeling like really crampy, like this hurts. So you know how like when you've had like the digestive flu and you're in the bathroom and you're trying to make a deal with Jesus, like make this end soon. Oh my God. And you start sweat, you get cold and start sweating. Well, that's what I felt. I'm just being honest. And she said, that's not that normal. I said, well, then why is it happening? And she goes, well, sometimes it happens on your first one because if you've never done one, there can be, you know, impacted fecal matter. There can be parasites. There can, you just, you know, that's what your body does. It cramps and contracts and releases to make things move. I'm like, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. That's what your body does. Like if you've ever had food poisoning, you can feel that happening. That is your body. It's so smart. It's saying, let's get rid of this. And that's what I was feeling. And she coaxed me through it. She's like, you know, massaging my stomach, massaging my lower abdomen. And then she said, you know, why don't you sit up onto your elbows? And basically what that does is just kind of like flexes you forward and creates a pressure so that things get moving faster. So I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, I will never do this again as long as I live. I'm so uncomfortable. I was like sweating and like, you know that feeling like when you have the flu and you're like, oh my God. And I was like, I had no problem with being a little bit dramatic. I'm like, this is awful. Oh my God. Is this normal? And she's like, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. It's fine. And then she like, I don't know, did something, maybe like turn pressure down or something. And then it was comfortable again. And she said that that happens when your body's like really contracting hard to get rid of something. And so she said, you know, after your first one, that rarely happens. I'm like, okay, good, because I cannot imagine doing this again. So this whole process takes like 35 minutes, I'd say. And then she removes the tube. I was wondering what that was going to be like. I was like, oh, no big deal. Think about it. It's no different from like when you have a bowel movement, your bottom end, your rectum doesn't stay open. Just that thing leaves and your rectum closes right up. At least mine does. There's a sound effect for you. And then there's a bathroom attached to the room. And she says, okay, now you'll want to go into the restroom and your colon is filled with a lot of water. So you go in the bathroom and you sit down and that water just comes out. And I would say I stayed in that bathroom for probably, I'd say 20 minutes. Because I would be like, okay, drainage. And then I would stand up and go, oh, I think I can feel more water coming. So I would have to sit down really fast again. And, you know, you're really emptying yourself out. Meanwhile, I can tell you that when I walked in there, I'd been fasting overnight, right? And it's like midday. And my stomach, because there's something going on, felt really bloated. Like when she was pressing on my stomach, I'm like, wow, I could just tell it was like super bloated. And that first restroom visit after like the, you know, that session of the colonic, I was like, okay, this feels like the way I feel after a fast, like that my digestive tract, my gut is empty and it feels really good. Like I feel healthy. I already felt lighter. I already felt better. You know, there's this, when your stomach is just like compacted and bloated, that doesn't feel good. And it was putting pressure on my other organs. You know, I'm experiencing a little bit of a hiatal hernia, and I think it was all from that. So I just felt better immediately. And I go back into the room and she has me lay down again. And now we start with the coffee enema. Now, with the coffee enema, she uses a different tube in that same location. Mm-hmm. And it's about, like, I think she said maybe 30 ounces of coffee. Maybe it's more than that. I can't remember how much. But it's specially brewed. It's not like, hey, can you make me some bulletproof? It's not that like that. So it's a specially brewed, organic, non-GMO, non-toxic coffee, specially just for coffee enemas. And it's at, obviously, room temperature. And it's in a steel bucket. And then she inserts a very tiny little tube, very tiny, like smaller than your pinky, like probably pencil size. Simple, easy. Whoop, bloop, there you go. Bloop, no big deal. Because now I'm comfortable. Now I'm okay. Now it's all good. So she inserts that. I'm laying on my left side. That happens to help for whatever reason. And, you know, this is a great way to detoxify the liver and just open up the lymphatic system. And I'm not an expert at this stuff yet. I plan on being. But I'm going to link to some really cool information for you on a coffee enema. So anyway, so she inserts that and then it slowly from where she puts the bucket, it like slowly drips into your colon again and starts to detoxify the liver. Not uncomfortable at all. Because now that we're not forcing water in, I'm completely empty. So what we're doing is filling up the colon, all the feet of your colon, with straight, very strong coffee water. No grinds, just it's like coffee, brewed, but it's specially brewed. It's very different from just like, you know, pour yourself a cup of coffee. And so, anyways, then once it's all in there, then you want to keep it in your body, laying on the table, for up to 12 minutes, maybe longer, I don't know. But for today, anyways, I was like, all right, I've been here a long time. How about we do 10 minutes? And she's like, all right. So we put in, you know, and while I'm laying there, she leaves the room and there's nice music playing. You're just laying there. And it wasn't uncomfortable. I didn't feel the sensation like I had to go to the bathroom. It was no big deal. And I was just like reading a book on my phone. And no, I was not snapping or Instagram storing. But I bet I will next time. All right. So anyways, then she comes back in. The timer goes off. She removes the tube. And I hop off the table and go back into the bathroom again and expel the coffee. Like literally, like coffee, like literally, you know, you got to look. And I got up and I'm like, that is so funny. It's a toilet bowl filled with coffee. So funny. So I left that with the coffee enema. No big deal. The colonic, holy hell. Huh. I'm going to need to read up a little bit more because it was so uncomfortable that I also kind of feel like I feel kind of like you do after you give birth, like, yeah, bring it on. What else you got? Like, I feel like a little bit of a badass. You know what I mean? But if it were going to be that bad again, I don't know. So I'm gonna have to do some reading. But it's hard to find anyone who will talk about this stuff except for me. Just kidding. Maybe there's some other people. And would I do the coffee enema again? Yes. I mean, and you know, gosh, there's a lot of biohackers out there like Ben Greenfield. He does it 5 days a week. He does it every single morning. Now he does it himself, and I'm not interested in that at the moment. But who knows? I don't know. I just, you know, what I always say about the 1-through-1 method is it's not a, here's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. What the 1-through-1 method is about is teaching you what you need to know about your body so that when things change, which they will, your environment changes, your stress level, your body, your age, your hormones, you're going to learn enough about your body that when it does, you'll be like, oh, I know what to do. And that's how I'm feeling right now. It's so great because of the situation that I'm in right now, like health-wise, not health-wise, but thyroid-wise and hormone-wise, I can't do what I just did 6 months ago because that might make matters worse. I'll keep you posted. I hope that this wasn't too much information. I really do. I think it needed to be talked about. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. I mean it, and I love hearing from you. Thank you for writing your reviews. Thank you for sharing the show with other people. It is because of you and the messages that you share with me that I am so inspired to do this. I love you, I mean it, and I'll talk to you soon.
I have a quick question for you. Are you trying to lose weight or just be healthy or just feel more confident and happy? Well, in order to do that, you need a new way. You see, the problem is losing weight, it's hard, and keeping it off feels almost impossible. At the 1-through-1 method, we have helped over 50,000 people find a new way, a much better way. Okay, so here's how this works with our online program. It's 3 simple steps. You go to 1-through-1method.com, you start it, you slay it, and you own it. Step 1 is to start it. You do that by identifying what it is you want to work on. What is your priority? Is it weight loss? Is it gut health? Then you pick a start date, you log in, and go. Step 2, you slay it. What does that mean? It means you get your meal plans, you select from hundreds of delicious, simple recipes, all online, including cooking tutorials, and then we'll help you change up the way you eat every 4 weeks. That is going to boost your metabolism, and it's called diet phasing. Will help you personalize the process because, hello, one-size-fits-all diets do not work. They never have, and they never will. We all need our own individualized approach, and our registered dietitians are going to help you do that so that this is something that you can do for life. And then, step 3, you own it. No more wasting time with fad diets or wondering if you're doing something right. It's time for you to take control of your health, to heal your relationship with food and your body. And we want to help you lose the weight and keep it off. You deserve to look and feel freaking amazing. So do yourself a favor. go to 131method.com and let's do this. All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for prioritizing your health.